You should be like that girl. It was been many years ago in the Dallas newspaper, a fairly strong Christian woman. She was going home one night, and it got just about dark, and she was walking down the street, and she come to an alley, and she thought, well, I'll run through this alley. But she said, it's going to get dark probably before I get to the house. So she said, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you protect me as I go through this alley? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So she's walking through the alley, and all of a sudden she sees a place where a trash can cutout is there, and there's a guy standing there. First startles her, but he's just standing there. So she just goes right on by. She watches him, and she goes right on by. He don't move a muscle. The next day, she reads in the newspaper where last night, 20 minutes after she walked through there, there was another woman come through there, and this woman was raped and murdered right there in that alley. And they wanted anybody that might have seen anybody in this alley to come down and be able to identify four or five men that they'd picked up. So this woman, she said 20 minutes earlier, I was there. So she went down to the police station, and she said, I walked through that same alley 20 minutes before this girl was killed. And they said, well, we found these particular guys around that area. They told her exact spot. She said, yes, I walked by that exact spot. And when they said, well, these are the men we picked up. Do you recognize any of them? And she said, that one right there, he was standing right there 20 minutes before, right where that girl was killed. So whenever she said, that's him, the police talked to him, and he said, yes, it was me. I was there. And when he acknowledged it, she said, why didn't you attack me? He said, woman, are you crazy? He said, what do you mean? He said, there was 2 6-foot men walking right behind you. Now, what did she do different? What did she do before she went down that alley? Oh, she prayed. She asked what? For protection, to keep her safe from evil. She's obviously walking in obedience to God's word. So he sent 2 nice big warring angels. I mean, you know, if you are a lone man standing in a cutout, and this pretty girl walks through, and there's 2 guys just like me, 6'1", weigh 180 pounds, 2 of us walking right behind her, are you going to mess with this girl? No, you ain't going to mess with this girl, because there's 2 of us behind her. Now you got 3 people to deal with. And ain't no way you can overcome 3 people, especially if 2 of them's 2 6'1" or 6'2", 180-pound men. Is that right? You ain't going to mess with them. So when that man saw her with those 2 men, I mean, he didn't know those were angels. She didn't know they were behind her. She didn't see them. But God manifests those men to this woman to this man in this cutout. But all the thing the man saw was the woman and 2 men. The only thing the woman saw was the man over there. She didn't see the 2 men behind her. But when you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, protect me. Should we get into a habit of that every day? Yes, Lord. We're your children today. We want to walk in obedience to your word. So guide me and direct my steps today and protect me against all forms of evil and bless everything I put my hands to today in the name of Jesus. And as you do that, Lord, give me wisdom about my job, where I work. Let me be the best employee these people have. You know, as a Christian, that's whenever I was a young man working, I knew I was serving the Lord. I didn't have to have a VP follow along behind me. Nobody worried about me. In fact, whenever one of the VPs was moved into our area in Houston, my office was here in Dallas, it was 3 months before I got to meet him. Finally, one day he called me and said, Thurman, I'm ashamed of myself that I haven't got by to see you. But he said, I'm going to Minneapolis today. I got an hour layover in Dallas. Will you meet me at the airplane? I just want to meet you and talk to you. I said, sure. So I was the director of engineering for the whole southern region of the United States. Actually, the central region, too. So I met him, and we sat and talked. And he said, you know why I haven't talked to you yet or other than on the phone? I said, no. He said, when I became a VP over this region, the VP that left, he said, Thurman, you don't have to worry about it. You call him, tell him what you want done, said, it'll happen. You don't have to be around him. He said, you won't have to worry about his expense record or nothing. He said, whatever, if he puts something on his expense report, that's what he spent. I said, I guarantee he won't never cheat this company. He is an honest man. And he said, in the last 3 months, I found that to be true. He said, you know, I can call you. I don't care how big or how small the project is. I tell you what I want done. I only have to tell you one time, and it happens exactly like I wanted it happened. He said, why do you do that? I said, because, Bill, I don't work for you. He said, what? I said, I work for Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. And I said, if I please Him, He's going to bless me. And if I please Him, then I'm going to please you. Because His standards are a whole lot higher than yours. And that's what I think every Christian, that should be our goal. Do you agree with that? We should be the best that there can be. We shouldn't be slothful or nothing. We ought to be the best. I mean, somebody says, wow, look at that C.E. Hody. If you want somebody to do something for you, that man's a man of integrity and he'll get it done and he won't cheat you ever. Is that the way we're supposed to be known? That's exactly the way we're supposed to be known. There's not supposed to be anything about a Christian except walking in obedience to God's Word. We should set our standards as high as Jesus set His, right? And when we do, yeah, I guarantee you won't have to worry about being sick. If you'll walk in obedience to His Word, He will keep you, He will bless you. And He says there, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Verse 11 and 12. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give you. In other words, the Lord's going to make you plenteous in goods. You're going to have everything that you need. More than everything you need. Probably everything you want. Isn't that something? I mean, I look at people, and when I see somebody that's just struggling, they can't make it. They're not able to pay their rent, or whatever. I just tell them, you're not putting God first. There's something wrong. You're not walking in obedience to God's Word. But Thurman, I am. And no, you're not. He is looking at your heart. He knows what's in here. And if He's looking at your heart and you're doing everything He says, did He promise to bless you in everything you put your hands to? Now, can God lie? No, He cannot lie. You know, so if you're not being blessed, then there's something you're not doing that's pleasing unto the Lord. So if you're pleasing Him in every area of your life, I guarantee these things will become a reality to you. You will be blessed in everything you put your hands to, because it is written, the Lord shall open unto you His good treasure, the heavens to give the rain unto your land in His season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. So I guess that means the United States is not obeying God. I just read, I think it was last night or this morning or whatever, what was the national debt now? 13, 4, I don't even know how many trillion. Trillions of dollars. They said that the feds have borrowed an equivalent to 200 and something dollars per day for every citizen in the United States of America in the last few days. What do they do with $240? They borrow the equivalent of $240 per person for every human being on the face of on the United States of America. What are they doing with that money? I don't know. I don't know. But like I say, if we don't change this administration, I mean, I'm telling you what, it's already gone way too far. Because I also heard the other day on one of the radio stations I was listening to, they said if you're an average family with two children and you're making $48,000 a year, that come January the 1st, you will have $220 a month less money to take home than you had this year. So how would you like to give up $220 if you're making $48,000 a year? Lots of people make $48,000 a year. That's not an extremely high. That's what we call a normal or lower or middle class or whatever. In fact, I don't even know if that's middle class anymore. Middle class may be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 now. I don't know. I don't know what people make. But I do know that we are borrowing money like crazy and we're paying an absorbent interest and all kinds of stuff and we're spending money like crazy And I know that our nation is not being blessed. It's being cursed. It's absolutely a fact. So we in the United States of America are not pleasing God. So we're suffering. And in verse 13 and 14, "And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if that you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, I will command thee this day to observe to do them. And you shall not go aside from any of the works which I command you this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them." So now then, if you don't put any gods in front of you, you only have one God, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't have all these other gods that they're bringing into our country. You can't, the other day I looked at a sign, in fact it was just before 9/11. This is 10 or something like that? 10-9? Okay, 10-9. But last month on 9/11, there was a big sign on a big shopping center in Houston somewhere, a mall. And it says, "On 9/11, this mall will be closed to honor one of the men that was flying the airplanes that flew into the Twin Towers." Muslim. It's a Muslim-operated mall. They're going to close. They're going to close to honor the man that flew that airplane into the Twin Towers to destroy us, the infidels. I thought to myself, I'm telling you, I would never walk inside that mall and buy nothing. I don't care if I had to do without anything. I would never buy a nickel's worth of nothing from a Muslim that's going to make those kind of statements and put a sign up that says we're going to honor the man that killed all those people in 9/11. We're going to have to do something. I don't know what we're going to have to do. But like a bunch of stupid sheep, the next day they're open, you're back in there buying their stuff. You can bet I won't ever be in there. This is one guy that will not be in there. I am not going to do that. I'm not going to give them any kind of honor for killing 3,000 people on 9/11. I tell you what, they need a whole lot of prayer. But you need a lot of prayer, and we all need a lot of prayer, and you're going to have to stand strong on these promises. Now let's see what happens if we don't do what he says. Now, first of all these blessings, who's doing all these blessings?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.